Hello and welcome back to Coronavirus Essential again. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and this is a special podcast that gets you details from the coronavirus pandemic from India and around the world, all the information from that day, not only in terms of numbers, what the doctors saying, the government advisory, but also what is the outlook on economic and growth impact on the world and countries. Now, starting with updates from India, we have around 1965 confirmed COVID-19 patients, out of which 1764 are active cases. It includes 50 deaths and the other people who had recovered. But in the last 12 hours, we have reported 131 new cases. You have seen that in the last 4 days, we have actually seen the outbreak grows steeper in terms of the daily 24-hour updates in terms of new numbers that we are getting. So basically, the government has now identified 20 existing and 22 potential hotspots in India. So if we talk about, the first case in India, it happened on 30th January. The person had a travel history to the epicenter Wuhan in China. Since then, till 29th March 2020, 979 confirmed cases had come out, which also saw 25 deaths from all 27 UTs and states. Although there is no evidence right now that there is a widespread community transmission, these hotspots have been identified to fight off any potential, widespread community transfer, if we may say. So, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held a video. Today also held a video conference with the chief ministers of all states, and he said that in the next few weeks, testing, tracing, isolation, and quarantine will remain in focus. These will be focus areas. He also highlighted that it is necessary to maintain supply of essential medical products, make raw materials available, which will help in manufacturing these medicines and medical equipments. The chief ministers mentioned their efforts of, maintaining social distancing, tracking suspected cases, contact tracing, identifying and quarantining suspect cases that arise in Nizamuddin as well. Basically, how they'll be containing community transmission, boosting up of the medical infrastructure and strengthening the medical workforce. So in terms of that, there was a lot of discussion that happened. We have a very interesting article on Money Control website by Money Control's Vishwanath Pillai that has raised a very important question that why India has, lesser number relatively of COVID-19 cases. Well, he says that India has one COVID-19 confirmed case and 0.03 deaths for every 1 million population. But the global average is 113.2 cases and 5.7 deaths. Some of the reasons that even, a lot of health experts have been raising is not testing enough. So India has only tested about 47,951 people in the country. And ICMR has now 126 Indian labs, both after getting private sector on board. But the capacity stands at 38%. So there's a lack of testing, a lack of self-assessment tests also. So since we know the COVID-19 symptoms are basically cough, fever, breathlessness, these are also common for other diseases like the common flu or, other things might also give these symptoms. And most Indians tend to, self-medicate and do not see these symptoms as a concern. So it could be like one of the reasons that low COVID-19 cases are seen in India. In terms of there's a lot of, discussion around a vaccine as well, which might take, you know, by escalated process up to 18 months. And Gilead in the US is our best bet right now. And in India, Pune-based Serum Institute is working on it as well. But they have said that it will be ready to market by 2022. Till then, there's a vaccine that is universally administered in India to protect against tuberculosis. This BCG vaccine, so scientists in the US, Europe and Australia have started studying this BCG vaccine, if it could provide help, you know, against COVID-19 as well. BCG is not universally administered in most regions. It includes US and Europe, but Poland has become the only European country that is still recommending use of BCG vaccine. And Vishwanath also has very interesting take on the heat and humid climate of India and how variants and the strains of the viruses impact as well. So you could go read that up. Coming in terms of tomorrow morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share a small video message with the Indian citizens. It is expected by 9 a.m. tomorrow. Till then, what we are hearing from the Health Ministry Joint Secretary Lav Agarwal, as per his daily updates, Delhi's Hindu Rao Hospital doctors have resigned over demand for personal protection equipments, and he said that we have placed orders for more than 1.5 crore PPEs and the supply has started. So probably it won't be a problem in the coming days is what the order is suggesting. But till then, Delhi hospital doctors are resigning as per reports, which might be a concern. Coming to Delhi only and other states, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said that till now there are 219 COVID-19 positive cases in the city. It includes 108 people that, you know, relates to the congregation happened in Nizamuddin. Total 4 deaths, including 2 people from Nizamuddin, have been reported. So, and Home Ministry, apart from that, have identified 9,000 Jamaat workers and their contacts and have placed them in quarantine. Let's go to Mumbai, because Mumbai has seen quite a concerning report where Dharavi area, which is known as Asia's largest slum, has been sealed. So 4,000 workers are working now on contact tracing. The Maharashtra minister and the Dharavi MLA Varsha Gaikwad has said that she has visited Dharavi and took stock of the situation after the first COVID positive 19 case was reported. So basically, state-wise, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state with over 300 cases, followed by Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Delhi. Now, Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan have also reported fresh cases, and in Madhya Pradesh, Indore remains the, you know, hotspot of the virus, which is the worst affected city. So far, Mizoram, Jharkhand, Arunachal Pradesh have a minimal reportage in terms of cases, about 1 and 2. Pondicherry also limited right now. But these places like Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, they are just following these worst affected states. Now coming to some global updates. An Indian origin US doctor has actually shred Trump's response against COVID-19 in pieces on live TV. So basically, he was on Fox News, and the Fox News anchor was left in shock when Rishi Desai actually slammed President Donald Trump for his response against the virus. The interview was aired on 1st April. And now it seems to have gone viral on social media. You should also have a look at it. But Desai is currently serving as the chief medical officer at Osmosis. Is a formal epidemic intelligence service officer at CDC. That is the Central for Disease Control and Prevention in the US. So he has a lot of, you know, insights on how the matter should be tackled, and not how the president, the kind of mistakes that the president has made. So the presenter, Martha McCallum, was asking Desai about why there is a need for a countrywide lockdown. So India globally has made the harshest and the biggest 21-day lockdown globally, which was really required. But US still has not done a countrywide lockdown, even between various states. So there are reported cases of coronavirus from all 50 states in the US. But, you know, travel between the states is also not restricted. So basically, this explains that how the US response was scattered, basically. Coming to other countries, Afghanistan has marked the biggest one-day rise in terms of number of infections. Cambodian government accused of using coronavirus pandemic to assert absolute power is some of the allegations on the country. Russia has recorded the, you know, largest single-day rise in coronavirus cases as well. We are not seeing the global curve flattening right now. Confirmed COVID-19 infections are now nearing 1 million mark after, you know, this exponential growth that we saw in the global cases. And it more than doubled in the past week, according to Johns Hopkins Resource Center. Exactly, it's 951,900 in terms of total cases. A six-week-old infant has now died of complications related to COVID-19. The governor of the U.S. state of Connecticut has said, and it's the youngest recorded death from the virus in the country. As we know that there was widespread questioning around how severely it affects children below the age of 12. And in SARS, it was seen that children were less severely affected by the SARS virus. And so it was expected of coronavirus as well. We haven't still seen, and there hasn't been expert reports on that. But this is what the latest death says. Governor Ned Lamont also tweeted on April 1st that the newborn was brought unresponsive to a hospital late last week and could not be revived. Now coming back to Indonesia, it has also recorded highest number of recorded fatalities in Asia after China. It reported a further 13 deaths and 113 new cases. And now the total of number of infections has now reached 1790. Let's talk about Spain. Spain's coronavirus death toll has, you know, risen to 10,003 on Thursday. On Wednesday, it was 9,053. So it's almost an increase of 950 cases of deaths in the past 24 hours. On Tuesday, Spain had 864 deaths related to the coronavirus, its previous highest figure. So it has crossed this on Thursday. Russia also recorded the largest single-day rise in the coronavirus cases. And officials have said that they had identified 771 new cases of coronavirus in the past day, which is a 28% increase from the previous day. That brings the country's total number of infected people to 3,548. Philippines president has, said that violators who violate the lockdown will be shot dead. So it's like a curfew that Philippines president with shoot at sight orders has put out. Let's also talk about some other things. Moving on to some other impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Taking a look at some of the stories that we have covered on Money Control. Today we published one on how hundreds of thousands of seamen, most of them from India, and some others from Philippines, China, Indonesia, Ukraine, Russia, have found themselves stuck in ships as countries, you know, have tightened the border control to check the spread of the coronavirus. This is happening to them because no country wants to let foreigners, you know, step on its land because the fear around the pandemic is growing and nobody's seeing the cases go down in this week. They may not be getting laid off or paying pay cuts like their aviation industry counterparts, but now they have been isolated, infected or not. So previously we have discussed the Diamond Princess cruise ship case that was docked in the Japan coast. How, when the number of people who were infected were quarantined, So basically, how when number of people who were infected were quarantined together with the people who were not infected actually raised the number of infected cases to over 600 on the ship. So there are fears around these, you know, vessels having both people isolated together, infected and not infected. And the isolation facility isn't a room or a government-run center, basically. So these men are stuck on ships, now stranded for months in the middle of nowhere. Sailing, doing their job without any sign of relief is what the current case is with them. And many of them are away from the families for several months. So you could go read that out on our website. There's another article by Money Control contributor on the challenges posed by the availability of water and hygiene practices. It's a very interesting data story on water accessibility in rural and urban areas and the risk it poses to the pandemic. Because there are wider questions about governance also. There are wider questions about, governance and climate change has to be tackled by these governments around the world. With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Coronavirus Essential. Hope you are catching a comprehensive coverage of the virus at Money Control as well. And if you have any queries, suggestions, feedback, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Also, do find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also comment and rate our podcast at Apple Podcasts or Castbox. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control.